Ugh, this is bullshit. What the hell kind of assignment even is this? Write a comparative analysis contrasting human and monster biology? That's so vague, it might as well not mean anything. What are we even supposed to say here? Monsters are big, humans are tiny. Monsters are big and tough, humans are scrawny. Monsters are cool, humans are lame. Oh, dude, you are not the person to be making the argument that humans are cool. You're like a whole head shorter than me. That does too matter. Short people can't be cool. That's like the law. Oh, you'll prove me wrong, huh? What, you want to wrestle again? Want me to pick you up with these tree trunk arms and drop you on your head? That's what I thought. Honestly, you do dumb shit and make me threaten you over it so often, I'm starting to think you have a fetish. Ugh, we should focus back on this, though. As much as school sucks, I don't think I can afford to fail this assignment. God damn it, what do we even write? Isn't there, I don't know, anything about monsters you've ever been curious about or anything? There is? Oh, great. Tell me what's on your mind. We can research that as our topic. Can humans and monsters have babies? I don't know, actually. I mean, humans have sex, monsters have sex, but we're different species. Here, let me check my phone. I can't find any info on the internet either. It looks like it's never happened before, but there's nothing I can find that says it's impossible. You want to test it ourselves? What, like you want to analyze the compatibility of the DNA sequences or something? Doesn't that seem a bit above our heads? I mean, I can barely even remember if C matches with G or A. You want us to make a baby? I can't tell if you're joking or not. Huh? What are you talking about? I mean, yeah, man, I like you, but... Our future? Together? Isn't this all moving a little fast? I mean, I guess I would be sad if I didn't find out I couldn't have kids until after I married Mr. Wright, but... Wait, this is definitely moving way too fast. I don't even have a boyfriend or anything. You motherfucker, this is a terrible way to confess your feelings. You stupid piece of shit. Did you think that sounded smooth or something? You're such a dork. What? Afraid? I'm not afraid of a little human dick. I'm just... You know what? Fine. You want to make babies with a big buff monster girl so badly? Let's do it. Go on, take off your pants. Let me see what we're working with here. Well, that's exactly what I expected from a human's dick. Oh, no, 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 I'm not making fun of you. I'm sure it's plenty big, by human standards. But, well, compare that to what I'm packing. Yeah, that's what I thought. I'm a big girl, or did you forget? And I'm not just talking about my height this time. You look like you can't make up your mind whether to stare at my tits or my abs. That's fucking adorable. And your cock's gotten so hard, I can see it throbbing. Want me to help you out with that? I mean, I'm gonna have to take it anyway, so I should at least warm you up. Look at that. My hand's so big I can cover the whole thing at once. Humans are so cute. Having a strong woman give you a nice firm squeeze as she beats you off feel good? Honestly, I'm kind of afraid you'll come before I even get to start with you. Humans are so weak. You want to play with me, too? Sure, it's only fair. Take a handful of my titties if it makes you feel better. Oh, hey, you're actually pretty good at that. Not like super good or anything. You just caught me off guard is all. Your hands felt better than I was expecting. Squishing them down, rubbing your fingers all over them. Ooh, you're a real titty maniac, aren't ya? Oh, when you focus on the tips like that, I start feeling weak in the knees. Hmm? Hey, what are you leaning in close for? Oh, shit, you're using your mouth on him. That's... who would have even thought of that? You're a real perv. God, it's so warm. That gentle suction is stimulating my entire nipple. And your tongue is so flexible. You can do whatever you want to me with it. This feels really good. Really good. So you want to make it a contest, do ya? I've still got you by the dick here, and if you really want to feel me go buck wild on it, I will. Can't promise you'll walk away intact, though. That's what I thought. Just take that hand off my tit and... hey, wait! Why are you going between my legs? What the fuck are you doing? The only thing that's supposed to go inside there is dick. Fingering? You mean you humans have a name for this? What the hell? Are you actually a bunch of sex freaks? Why would you experiment like this when you've already got perfectly good dicks and holes to stick them in? But this actually feels incredible. I don't think I can stand it any longer. Hmm? You want to take me to your bed? Why? It'll be more comfortable. Is that something you're supposed to be concerned about? Ma always told me you just throw the guy down and start riding him. All right, you're this expert, apparently. Let's, take this to your bedroom then. Jeez, don't open my legs so wide. That's embarrassing. Don't play with it anymore. It's still all sensitive from when you played with it earlier. Stop teasing me. Didn't you want to fuck me properly? Please, put it inside already. Is that really your dick? Somehow from this angle it looks, I don't know, a lot scarier. I'm not scared. You think I'd ever be afraid of a puny little human cock? That's insulting. You jam that thing inside of me right now. Oh God. You're going so hard. I don't know if I'll be able to control myself like this. Oh, you're being so intense right out of the starting gate. Aren't humans supposed to be all weak and submissive and shit? What the hell is happening? You want to make me feel good. Oh, you bastard. You think you're hot shit? I'm gonna fuck the shit out of you. Stop playing with my tits so much. They're too sensitive. You're gonna drive me crazy. God damn it. You're so good with your hands. I always thought sex was just thrusting your hips till you creamed, but you're adding all this extra shit and it feels amazing. Oh, how are humans so good at sex? Wait, what? Do you really mean that? You weren't just fucking around earlier so you could get in my pants? Well, I guess I like you too. A bit. Oh, I said that, I heard somewhere that the odds of getting knocked up are better if you do it from behind, so if you want to. Oh, you're totally fucking serious about trying to knock me up, aren't you? You think you've got what it takes to make me your broodmare? You think you're my Mr. Right? Then shoot your shot. What do you think of my ass? Pretty nice, huh? All those squats are really paying off. So, let's see what you can do with it. Oh, that reaches way deeper in this position. Ooh, you're actually reaching all the way inside me. I guess you knew that it happened too, huh? Is that why you were so excited when I offered? You wanted to stick it all the way in and completely ravage my insides? Huh? Something else you want too? What's up? Sit up. All right, if you say so. Oh, you're still playing with me. One hand on my tits and one on my snatch. Oh, God damn it, you're squeezing that tit like it's a stress ball. Every time you squish it down or pinch my nip, this shock runs through my entire body and I'm afraid I'll pass out. And you're flicking me off better than I do it to myself. Fuck, just how much time do you spend thinking about girls' pussies anyway? And you're still thrusting into me, getting attacked at three spots at once. You're way too good at this. Another benefit to this position. What the hell could be left? Oh, please tell me you're at least close. This feels so good. I do want to make it good for you, too. You made me so happy today. You are? Ready to finally fucking blow in this strong, sexy monster girl now that you've completely fucked her brains out? Yeah? Do it. I want you to empty your balls into me. Let's see if you can make a baby with a monster. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. I'm coming. I'm coming. Oh, fuck. Oh, dear teacher. Today I learned that despite their small size, humans are the unstoppable alpha bucks of the natural world. Their incredible sexual appetites and unmatched skill at lovemaking allow them to reduce the strongest and most intimidating of monsters to their cuddly love slaves. We also performed many experiments in monster-human compatibility. I expect our experiments will bear fruit in 9 months. Oh, come on. Can a girl have a little fun? Well, I guess you did just give me enough fun for a lifetime. You know, the pounding you just gave me felt insanely good, but I don't know if I would have enjoyed it as much if you hadn't also, you know, said all that stuff. You know what I mean. All that shit about how you, you know, you liked me. I, kinda liked you too. For a while now, actually. I mean, sex is one thing, but I never would have agreed to do that with anyone I wasn't making eyes at. I'm not that kind of monster. It's just, you're all small and cute, and I'm big and tough and scary, so I didn't know if you were scared of me or something, and I didn't want to, you know. Ah, fuck it. Talking about this shit isn't my style. Come on. Get over here, loser. I'ma cuddle the shit out of you. Yeah, that's right. Head on my tits. You might be a weirdly talented sexual dynamo, but you're still the right size to cradle like a baby. Do you think my tits will start swelling with milk soon? Part of me actually hopes they do. I really want to know if I can have your kids. You made me feel so good. I want to be able to provide you something other than just me. I'm really good enough for you? You aren't just saying that? Thanks, man. I'm really glad we got paired up.